Hello everyone, it's Steve here. I can tell I haven't made a podcast for a while because I have to keep deleting what I've recorded and re-recording it. So, thank you to everyone for listening, downloading, subscribing and recommending this podcast to others. It's a bit late now, I mean we are in mid-January, but Happy New Year to you all if you've celebrated the New Year. I know some nationalities have the new year to come. Or if you're Japanese, Akimashita Omedeto Gozaimasu. I do apologise for my pronunciation there. I'm going to talk about resolutions today, amongst other things, and my opinion of them, with suggestions perhaps. Last week in London, it was quite cold. There was a tiny bit of snowfall, and most noticeably, a lack of sunshine. I know it's only January, but a little bit of sun wouldn't go amiss. It might be just me, but I find that people are happier or more conversational when the sun is out. Strangers talk to you, people you don't know when you're walking through the park or down the road. On these sunless days, it can be quite hard to get motivated or to get up when it's still dark at 7:30 in the morning. I have two cats, and they both get up much earlier than that. I therefore also have to get up to feed them and let them out of the house to attend nature's calls. On the sunnier, warmer mornings, I'm generally up earlier, drinking my morning cup of tea and reading before starting the day. As you may have gathered, I'm not a winter person, although I was born in the winter. This week so far, Monday and Tuesday, it's been very bright and sunny in London, although quite cold, and especially of the night time as it becomes dark. But that's okay. We have a little bit of sun. Going back to New Year's resolutions, I quite like the idea of resolutions, you know, starting afresh in a new year, but I'm not fond of the negativity or pressure associated with them. You know, expressions like, I'm going to stop smoking, stop drinking, stop eating chocolate, etc. I prefer a more optimistic view, such as, I'd like to lose a few pounds, learn a new language, take up a sport, take up jogging. That way, it sounds a much more fun aim, and there doesn't seem to be any pressure. Also, I don't share my resolutions with others, so nobody's monitoring me. Throughout the year, people may notice differences, so I can see I've stuck to my resolutions. The only person I'll disappoint or let down is myself, and I don't like doing that. I don't think anyone does. One of my resolutions is to reach podcast number 100 in this series. That's only another few podcasts to go, and hopefully I will achieve that. This podcast is podcast number 96. So thank you very much if you've listened to all 96. I was curious about the idea of New Year's resolutions. I was researching where the idea of New Year's resolutions came from. And I was quite surprised because I didn't know this before. Surprise number one, I thought the word resolution sounded French, and perhaps that's where the word came from, the French language. I just said resolution with a French accent. It sounded very French to me. But resolution is actually derived from a Latin word, meaning to loosen, to release, or to resolve. The word resolution, or the noun resolution, is the noun from the word, from the verb resolve. So you've got the verb resolve, the noun is resolution. That might be handy to know for an English exam word building task if you're taking Cambridge exams. What really surprised me though was to find out where the idea of New Year's resolutions originated. And I was amazed to find out that this idea is about 4,000 years old. And it was practiced by the ancient Babylonians. Babylon was an ancient city in Mesopotamia and is now part of Iraq. I've also read that the Babylonian New Year didn't start until what we now call March. Just to add to the confusion. I'm sure you can check all this out for yourself. I just mentioned it as an item of interest. So far, I've managed to stick to all my New Year's resolutions. I hope you have too. Mind you, it is still only January. Only a short podcast to start the year, but thank you very much, as usual, for listening, downloading, subscribing, and recommending this podcast to others. I will be back again soon. And so until next time, this is Steve on a very sunny but cold Tuesday afternoon in January in London saying, take care, look after yourself, and bye-bye.